Heavenly Father, I come to you and I praise you and thank you. And Lord, I ask that you stretch forth your hand to heal tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you give me utterance to speak your word, that your word would go forth into people's hearts and that faith would be mixed in the hearing of the word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're looking at, and it is a healing meeting tonight, we're looking at spiritual weapons against fear. And the reason we want to look at this is because there are various weapons that are used in the world today, and we're talking about spiritual weapons used by spiritual forces to keep people in bondage. Now, if you think about fear, there is a torment to fear, and there is a projection that comes into people's minds when fear comes. For example, someone may be injured in an accident, and a projection will come into their mind, oh, it will always be like this, and it can never be healed, and even fear of the various things that caused that accident and so on. You think of worry. Worry is a thing that can consume a person. And there's many studies that talk about the fact that stress and worry can cause the immune system of people to go right down. Now, we're looking at spiritually tonight how we can combat that type of thing and how we can receive consistently our healing and health. Now, I know over the years, and I've been born again about 36 years now, I know over the years various afflictions have come onto my body and I have used these spiritual weapons consistently. And so what we have to do is look at what the word says about it and start to apply these, not only here in this service, but in our lives individually as well. Let's look at 1 John 4 verse 18 first of all. 1 John 4 verse 18. Now, the Lord wants us to hear the word. You know, there's many people, they hear it with their physical ears, but they're not hearing it with their spiritual inner man ears. And how very important it is to, when you hear the word of God, to say, I believe it. I believe it to be true. I believe it. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now, why is he talking about love in contrast to fear? Well, the Bible tells us that faith worketh by love. Okay? Without love in action, without love operating, then fear can come in, and that fear can have torment. Remember, if we love God, we believe him. If we love God, then we obey him. So there's many people that are not showing love to God, isn't there? But we can make a decision even tonight that I'm not going to fear, because I'm going to be made perfect in love. And I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, everything that is in me. And perfect love casteth out fear. So you can see that here we have perfect love is doing something in your life. If you say, I love the word of God, that's going to be casting out fear. I love God, it's going to be casting out fear. Okay? And what's going to be replaced? If you say, I love the word of God, or I love God, what's going to be replaced? What's going to come? What does the Bible say? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But it's when we start to make decisions against the word that's when fear can come in. That's when things can come in that aren't right. Now, obviously, we have to be people that understand about how to combat fear. Now, we just saw perfect love casteth out fear. So we're already seeing that perfect love must be a part of that spiritual warfare, that spiritual weaponry, because it casteth out fear. Have a look at 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. This is a scripture that we all know, but do we all confess it? Do we all say it? We're going to say it tonight. We're going to say it tonight. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. And let's say this out loud tonight when everyone's got it. And I'll read it first and then we're going to say it together. Okay? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love." Remember, love casteth out fear. "But of power and of love and of a sound mind." Okay? Well, let's all read this together. Ready? Let's read. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Let's say it again. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, you could see that therefore a sound mind will not be consumed with fear, will not be consumed with doubt or worry, will not be undermining love. But remember, perfect love casteth out fear. Love casts out fear. As we make decisions for the Lord, as we say this, and we have to say, we have to be people of the Word. And you'll see in a minute where we'll talk about a spiritual weapon that we need to be using constantly. We need to be using constantly the sword of the Spirit. Because we are dealing on this planet, we are dealing with the curse. We are dealing with things that are coming against our redemption, against our health, against our strength. Why? Well, the devil doesn't want us able to go out and minister. He doesn't want that, but God does. He wants us all to be able-bodied, strong in every part of us. Strong in every part of us. Just recently, I had an affliction come onto my knee. Now, I say this because I want to give you a testimony. And my knee, I couldn't put pressure onto it. And so what I did was, I started to use the sword of the Spirit. And the way the sword of the Spirit is activated is through the tongue. The Bible tells us that. And we'll see that in a minute. And so I spoke to my body. And I said, "Body, you have strong knees. You have strong legs. You are free. You are healed. Be healed. Be strong. Pain, go." And I kept on saying that. I kept on saying that. I kept on confessing that. I kept on doing that. The pain persisted, but it started to go. And then one day, it had completely gone. This was only a couple of weeks ago. It completely went. And whereas I was climbing stairs and I was feeling the twinges and the ache, now it's not there. But we've got to be people that put into operation the spiritual weapons. You see, there was a fear that tried to come against me. Oh, that's going to get worse. You know, you're getting older. And as you're getting older, things don't work as good. But you see, we've got to operate by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. And it's easy to go the way of the world, which is to say, the very opposite to what the Word of God says. Have a look at 2 Corinthians 3, verses 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 5. Now you can say that in any part of your body, but you can't be double-minded about this. You can't be saying, I've got this. We say we're not denying the pain, we're not denying the affliction, we're denying its right to be there, and we speak the truth of the Word of God, which is, God is the strength of my legs, God is the strength of my body. That's the truth of the matter. Because God says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. That's the truth. We're not denying the pain. We're not denying the symptoms. What we are denying is that they have a right to project themselves into the future and say, you're always going to be like this, or you're going to get worse and worse. Okay? 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 5. This is where the real battle is. And notice what it says here, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So the weapons that we have are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are they pulling down? Where's those strongholds? And what are those strongholds saying? Strongholds can be things like, it might be true for him, but it's not true for me. Or it might have worked for that person, but it won't work for me. But you see, that's against the word to say that, because the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. And it says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So these are the things we've got to start to get into our mouth, into our heart. And what are we casting down? So we've got to cast them down. We've got to use the spiritual weapons to cast down things. And look at verse 5. Casting down imaginations. And see, what are imaginations doing? They're putting in images into you, into your mind, into your soul. What should you be saying to your soul? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his what? Benefits. Is healing a benefit? Well, certainly Psalm 103 says it is. He healeth all our diseases. And by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. Healing is a good thing according to Acts 10:38 and many other scriptures. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So instead of saying things like, every winter I get colds and flus, start to say, I am free from colds and flus. I am free and strong because the Lord is making me that. He has redeemed me from the curse. Start to say, my body is resistant to that. Why am I saying this? It's against the flow of the world. All around us, we can hear various people saying exactly the opposite to what I'm saying here now. They'll say, as soon as winter comes, I'll get it, etc., etc. We have to say what the word wants us to go forward and say. See, Matthew 8 verse 17 tells us the reality of the matter. Have a look at Matthew 8 17. Matthew 8 17. Now, God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. It says in Matthew 8 17 that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. If he did it for them, he's done it for us. And where did he do it? Well, it must be on the cross, because the word of God says, by whose stripes ye were healed. And Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Why don't you say this after me? Jesus himself
took my infirmities
and bare my sicknesses. Put that into your mouth. Put that into your mouth and believe it. Believe it. See, God's word is truth. Now, healing is not on the basis of earning it, because, as I said before, it's part of salvation already. It's part of what God has provided, what the Lord Jesus Christ has provided through his redemption. He has given us redemption. And in that, he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And by his stripes ye were healed. So this is the thought that should come to our minds when we're thinking, or when a symptom comes. The thought comes to our minds, should be coming to our hearts, because you've got a sound mind. You've got a sound mind. Not the thought of fear and worry that it's going to get worse or it's always like this, but the thought of what is the word saying? What is the word of God saying? And fill your heart and mind with the word of God. Look in 1 Peter 4, verse 1. We'll see a spiritual weapon. We see before, love casts out fear. Love casts out fear. And that's why, if you're saying, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, what are you doing there? What are you putting into your mind and heart there? What are you putting in? You're putting in the right thing, aren't you? You're putting in the right words. I have a sound mind. I have a spirit of power. I have a spirit of love. I don't have a spirit of fear. I don't have a spirit of doubt. I don't have a spirit that's going to hold me back. I am free indeed. Free indeed. In 1 Peter 4, verse 1. 1 Peter 4, verse 1. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. So what does he say to arm yourself with? The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Do you think the mind of Christ is filled with fear? Is filled with worry? Is filled with doubt? Is filled with confusion? Or is the mind of Christ, as it says there, arm yourself likewise with the same mind? That arming is saying, I love the word. I love God. I love his ways. And that arming casteth out fear. It casts out. Arming yourselves likewise with the same mind as Christ. And aren't we commanded to be Christ-like? The Bible says we're to be conformed to the image of Christ. So we should be thinking as he thinks. So don't be afraid that you could never make it. Don't be afraid that the Lord has given up on you. Don't be afraid that you can't get your healing, because you can. You can. But you have to be of the right mind, and you have to believe the word. Take the word as it stands and believe it. So here we see that we should have the mind of Christ. We should arm ourselves with that. So it uses spiritual warfare language there, doesn't it? Have a look at Mark 16, verse 17. Mark 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So we see another great weapon. The weapon that can cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. So the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus can be used to cast out devils and devilish oppression. So the name of Jesus, and you can look in the book of Acts, we don't have time tonight, but the name of Jesus was used to get oppression off of a man that was at Gate Beautiful. And we know that the name of Jesus is powerful, but you've got to believe. You've got to believe. Believe that you have the right to use the name of Jesus because you're a child of God. In my name shall they cast out devils. It follows them that believe. It follows them that believe. This is important. And as you're hearing the word tonight, faith is arising in your heart. And you're thinking, it's possible for me to have my healing. And all oppression come away from me. It's possible. And we see that there is power in the name of Jesus. So we arm ourselves with the mind of Christ. And we believe that His word has power. We believe that He's given us a spirit of power. We believe that His name has power. Look at Ephesians 6:17. And so if you've been robbed in the past of your healing and health, you need to say, I'm not going to put up with that anymore. In the name of Jesus. And put into your mouth the word of God according to Ephesians 6:17. What do we have to do? It says, and take up the helmet of salvation. So that's telling you, it's connected to the mind of Christ, telling you that you need to know about your salvation, and it's protective. If you know about what's in your salvation, it's protective of your mind and your heart. So, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Do you think that the devils take notice if you speak the Word in belief? He does. The devil does. He has to. So say after me, I take up, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Put these things into your mouth. I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, God has victory for us. He has victory for us. But if we allow things to come against our heart, and trouble and infirmity and sickness, all that type of thing can bring things and thoughts that aren't of God, and we can become fearful if we allow that. But we have to say things like, I refuse to fear because God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we refuse to fear evil. Refuse it. Look at Proverbs 12:18. So I'm giving you a few scriptures tonight because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God wants you to be whole.
know, a while ago the Lord told me to have specific healing services. Not on the basis of what I see, but by faith. By faith. You know? And as people join in, and what does the Bible talk about? Having a spirit of faith. A spirit of faith is a believing spirit. As people join in with that and agree, then things can be accomplished in the Lord. Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." The tongue of the wise is health. I have a wise, wise way of doing things, and my tongue is going to bring forth health. Health. You see, you'll notice that all these weapons, having the mind of Christ, the name of Jesus, and the sword of the Spirit, and casting out fear through perfect love, all of this is triggered by your words. And if your words are stout against God, it's not going to be health to you. So tonight, you may be wanting to get prayed for. Well, the worst thing you can do is after you get prayed for is to go out and say, "Oh, it's still with me. I haven't got my healing." You say, "No, I've got my healing. I've got my healing." And whatever that affliction was, you say, "I am healed. I am strong. And I speak to my body to get in line with that in the name of Jesus." That's what God wants for his people. And so the tongue of the wise is health. The tongue of the wise is health. God is looking for people that will agree with him. If you look at Amos 3 verse 3. He's looking for people that will agree with his word. That will agree with him. This is why I emphasize so much about hearing the word of God, listening to sermons and the word of God, and not forsaking fellowship and things like that, because you have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's say that together. I am strong in the Lord,
I am strong in the Lord,
and in the power of his might.
And in the power of his might.
God is your strength. And Amos 3 verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Well, the Bible tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You want to walk with the Lord? You've got to agree with the Lord. We agree with the Word of God. We agree with it. And we speak the Word because it's truth. That's the truth of the matter. And I can testify over many years of putting these into operation that the temporal, the physical, will come into line with the Word as you persist in your confession of the Word of God and your believing of it. But you put it into practice. You put it into practice every day, and you don't deviate from it. And so tonight, when you prayed for, you say, "I've received my healing. I've received it." And devil, you're not going to say that I haven't. In the name of Jesus, I'm free. I'm free indeed. And I agree with the word that says Jesus took my infirmities. Thoughts might come to you and say, "Well, you haven't received it. There's still the pain." You know, there's many testimonies. Many, many testimonies you can read of people who have been healed. And the way they have consistently maintained their healing is to agree with God. It's to agree with Him. Look at Malachi 3 verse 13. You see, we can't be people, we cannot be people that have our words stout against God. Malachi 3:13. I just want to read the first part there. 13a. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. So the tongue of the wise would not be stout against God. The tongue of the wise is health. Do you believe that? The tongue of the wise is health. So your words won't be stout against God, because that doesn't accomplish anything. That will just keep you in the same circumstances or worse. We have to believe that we have what we say. I just want to go through two more scriptures. It's all related to... Actually, we'll go through three. Three more scriptures. It's all related to the word coming out of our mouth. And we agree, we believe it. Look at Mark 11:23. We know this one. Mark 11:23. So Jesus in this one, in Mark 11:23, is talking about a spiritual law. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." I call my body strong, my legs strong, my arms strong, my back strong, because the Lord is my strength. And Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. He shall have whatsoever he saith. You've got to be convinced in your heart, and I pray that tonight you've been mixing faith with the word. Mixing faith and saying, "Yes, I believe that. I believe what's being spoken. It's not fantasy. It's not just for someone else. It's for me, because I'm a believer in Christ. I'm a believer in Christ." James 3, have a look at James 3. Yes, I'm giving you a fair amount of scripture tonight, but it's important. James 3 verse 6. This one shows how the tongue affects the body. The tongue of the wise is health, but the tongue can be used in a negative sense as well. And you can see I'm not against doctors, but you have to seek the Lord first. You have to seek the Lord. Verse 6 says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." Obviously that's talking more about the negative side, but you can see in the positive side, the tongue, instead of defiling the whole body, can strengthen the whole body, and can set on the right course your body, your strength, as you get in line with it. But you've got to get the tongue in right. And the final scripture is Proverbs 18 verse 21. Proverbs 18 verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Well, people can eat the fruit of death, the death cycle, or the fruit of life, which has in it healing and strength and health. God has put in place, because we're not animals, we talked about on Sunday, we are part of mankind. God has put the power of the tongue in place in our lives. We put that into our life. And so tonight we are people that should believe. Now, I'm going to give an invitation. And I just want you to raise your hand tonight if you need healing. But let's pray first. Father, I praise you and thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have led me to have the healing meetings, and that they're not things that these meetings are not things that are worthless or useless or not producing anything, but they are opportunities for people to receive. And Lord, I pray for your people here that your word would be so real in everyone's heart that there would be a receiving, that everyone would receive the healing tonight and receive it in the name of Jesus.